بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, yesterday we had discussed an incident regarding those individuals who had come to Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha to inquire about the practices of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what ibadat he would engage in, etc. And then as they were leaving, then each of them took an oath. As we mentioned, the first person said, Wallahi, I will not consume meat. The second person said, Wallahi, I will not get married. The third person said, Wallahi, I will not sleep at night. And thereafter, the verse where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbid a person from doing this, from making tahreem ul-halal, those things which Allah has made lawful, permissible, and allowed a person to enjoy in this world, a person should not make these things impermissible and haram and forbid it upon himself. Nevertheless, because of this incident, wherein these individuals had taken oaths, in today's verse now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the law regarding taking an oath. And we find this is a very large chapter that appears in the books of fiqh. And all the fuqaha of the past have discussed it, the laws and the rules pertaining to taking an oath. Of course, firstly, we understand as people of iman, we can only take an oath in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not permissible for a person to take an oath in the name of any other being, any other person, whether it be a person's parents, some pious person, or commonly we hear people taking an oath on the Quran. This is not permissible. A person can only take an oath in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thereafter, fuqaha have mentioned that when it comes to yameen, taking an oath, there are three types of oaths. The first two, we find there are no real shari'i consequences. One is what is known as al-yameen ul-ghamus, fuqaha say, that a person takes the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he mentions something of the past. As an example, a person says, Wallahi, yesterday such and such incident happened. And later on it transpires that he was mistaken, he was misinformed, and this is not true. So what is the ruling, what is the outcome of this? The person will be sinful for not verifying the information. But all that he can do is make tawbah, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive him. And there are no further shari'i consequences. Then the second type of oath is what is called al-yaminul laghu, that a person absent-mindedly takes the name of Allah. Like we find commonly amongst the Arabs, that on the tip of their tongue is the name of Allah. Whenever they're speaking, they're saying things to one another, they take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So without realizing, a person takes the name of Allah and he makes a statement. So this also, there's no shari'i consequence to this. Yes, a person should avoid this. He should not just take the name of Allah for no reason. But there's no shari'i punishment or consequence for this. This is what is mentioned in this verse regarding these first two types of oaths, that لا يؤاخذكم الله باللغو في أيمانكم. Allah will not take you to task for those oaths of yours which are ineffectual, which do not have any shari'i effect and consequence. And thereafter, the third type of oath which is mentioned further, ولكن يؤاخذكم بما عقدتم الأيمان. Allah will take you to task for those oaths which you have taken in earnest, those oaths which you have taken seriously. And here ulama explained that third category is called al-yaminul munaqida, that a person takes the name of Allah and he promises to do something or not to do something in the future. A person says, Wallahi, I will pay you tomorrow, or Wallahi, I will visit you, or as in the incident we had discussed yesterday, Wallahi, I will not do this, I will not get married, I will not consume meat, etc. So this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take a person to task for. If a person does this, he takes an oath, you know, like this, and he does not fulfill it, he doesn't carry out the action that he promised to do, and he breaks this oath, then what should he do? So the expiation, the kafara is mentioned in this verse. فَكَفَّارَتُهُ إِطْعَامُ عَشَرَةِ مَسَاكِينَ مِنْ أَوْسَطِ مَا تُطْعِمُونَ أَهْلِيكُمْ. The kafara, the expiation, the punishment, is that a person should then feed 10 poor people, and he should give them an average meal similar to that which he feeds his own family. So each person according to his means, how much an average meal would cost in his household, he will have to take that amount of wealth, of money, and give it to 10 poor people, feed them a meal. أَوْ كِسْوَتُهُمْ. Or the second option he has is that he should clothe them, give them a set of a garment that they can wear, an upper garment, a lower garment. So 10 poor people, he must buy clothes for them. And the third option he has, أو تحرير رقبة. He should free a slave. Of course, slaves are not found in today's time or very difficult to come by. So thereafter Allah says, فَمَنْ لَمْ يَجِدْ. A person who does not have the financial means to do the above, he cannot feed 10 people or clothe them or find a slave to free, then his next option is فَصِيَامُ ثَلَاثَةِ أَيَّامُ. He should then fast for 3 days. And by doing this, he would have covered up for breaking this oath. ذَلِكَ كَفَّارَةُ أَيْمَانِكُمْ إِذَا حَلَفْتُمْ Allah says, that is the expiation, the kafara of your oaths, when you have broken them. وَحْفَظُوا أَيْمَانَكُمْ Then Allah cautions that be careful with regard to taking an oath. In other words, if a person has, first of all, a person should not take an oath without any reason, any need. And if he has taken an oath, then he should make sure he tries to fulfill it. كَذَلِكَ يُبَيِّنُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ آيَاتِهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ Thus does Allah explain to you His verses, His signs, so that you may be grateful. You can thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has made things clear. So to summarize, when it comes to taking a yameen, taking an oath, the most important thing is, as people of Iman, we should not take an oath on anything other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We find commonly, you hear people saying, by the qasam of the Quran, or commonly you hear youngsters saying, I swear I take an oath on my parents, or you find the students in the hifz class, on my door that I have learnt. So all of this is impermissible. A person should not do this. If he has to take an oath, then he should do so only on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name, and then ensure that he fulfills and carries out the dictate of that oath. Allah give us correct understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi.